It's time now for Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter, coming to you from the International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. International Christian Fellowship is a Bible-believing church that preaches the uncompromised Word of God and prays for you and your needs. Pastor Peter is bringing the message of salvation, healing, and deliverance throughout the world. Now, here is Pastor Peter.
Go to the Luke chapter 9, verse 57 to 62.
And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.
Now he is saying, you decided to follow Christ. You want to do the kingdom of God. You want to give up everything. He already said to one person, let dead bury dead. One person says, you have to follow, give up everything and just follow me. And this man says, I agree to everything. Only thing what I have to do, just go and tell my family goodbye. Actually, what he was going to say, you know what, mom, you know what, dad, I want to do the Lord's business. I want to follow. Give me your permission. What they're going to say? They're going to say, no, just like my father. My father was a minister. He went to Bible college. He knows the Lord's work. When I asked him, he said, son, you don't have to give up the Bombay city and go like that. You stay here and do it. When I asked my mom, she said, even though your father says, the brother says, your boss says, I'm not going to let you go. I'm going to hold your hand and I'm going to cry. I said, mom, tonight, if I die, can you hold my soul? She said, no. Then I said, let me go. I was already sold out to Jesus. If this man goes and try to take their advice, they might change his mind. That's why Jesus said, now you decided to put your hand to the plow, don't look back. Because if you go and tell them, they are going to discourage you. Just like somebody got saved. And then he goes to his friend and says, you know what? I gave up all this. I don't smoke anymore. I don't want to drink anymore. I don't want to have any friendship. What they're going to do? They are going to entice him and pull him down and will not allow him to grow until he's strong in the Lord. So Jesus Christ says, you know, if you really made up your mind, you don't look back. And all of these things I was reading when I was young, I decided, I don't care what happens, and I am not going to listen to anybody. I'm going to follow Christ. And that's what Jesus Christ was saying. Don't go and take anybody's advice. Follow me. Okay, let's read verse. Okay, verse 23. Matthew 8:23.
And when he was entered into a ship, his disciples followed him. And behold, there arose a great tempest in the sea, insomuch that the ship was covered with the waves, but he was asleep.
This boat is not a small boat. Here he's saying he was asleep. Means Jesus was sleeping. And now he sings, but the Mark chapter 4 verse 38, he says he was sleeping on a pillow. So that means he was a sound asleep. And somebody will say, didn't he say the foxes has holes and bird has nest and Son of Man doesn't have a place to lay his hand. Now he's sleeping on the pillow. So he was lying or something. No, he was saying, I don't have my own house. Even the boat was not his boat. And so when he was sound asleep, because he was tired. Why? I has told you, he went to Peter's mother-in-law's house. He prayed for her and many people came. Whole night he could not sleep. And morning they were searching him. And he didn't get a time to sleep. So physically he was tired. So as soon as he went to the boat, he fell asleep. And see what happens. Let's read verse 25.
And his disciples came to him and awoke him, saying, Lord, save us, we perish. And he saith unto them, Why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm.
Okay, now in another book, if you read, he did not rebuke them first. He calmed the storm first and then rebuked. Somebody will say, people were dying there and he just starts scolding them. If somebody, enemy, wants to say something, they will. But he calmed the storm first. And then he talked to them, Why are you so fearful? Where is your faith? You have very little faith. Why he said that? When Jesus Christ said, we are going to go to other side. And these people are not ordinary people. They are fishermen. They know how to go from one side to another side. They might have gone for a billion times. And he says the waves were going over the ship. And so Jesus Christ calmed the sea and the winds. He says winds, not wind, winds and sea. So the wind was maybe coming from all over. So he calmed all the winds and all the sea was calm. And he says, there was a great calm. Wind and rain and waves and everything. And when Jesus rebuked the winds and the sea and everything was calm. And a great calm, great peace was there. And that's the time disciples start thinking, how foolish we were. Jesus Christ was in our boat. So verse 27, they marveled. And what they said? Let's read.
But the men marveled, saying, What manner of man is this, that even the winds and the sea obey him?
They are saying, What kind of man is this? Means, he is not ordinary man. Jesus Christ was saying he is the Son of Man. He might be Son of God, or he might be God himself. No man can do these things, and their faith was a little bit increased. Verse 28.
And when he was come to the other side, into the country of the Gergesenes, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceeding fierce, so that no man might pass by that way.
Now, just think about disciples. They might be thinking, to mother-in-law's house, Simon Peter's, so many people, we didn't have a sleep. When we came to the sea, we were almost drowned. Now we're coming peacefully out, here is the demonic person. And it was not ordinary. He says, people were not passing by because this man was very fierce. And he was maybe beating people and destroying people. Because if you read in Mark chapter 5 and Luke chapter 8, they tell only one man. Matthew says there were two men. Somebody will say, your Bible doesn't tell the true stories. Mark says one man, Luke says one man. Why Matthew says two men? So which story is real? What I do, always defend the word of God. Don't get confused. Now if Matthew says two people and Mark and Luke says only one, then there might be one person was not that horrible, one was very bad. And so the one person was very bad, that's the person they are talking about. And the other person might be demon possessed, but not worse than the first one. And so here, Matthew said there are two people, and they coming out of this, and they were very, very bad people. Means they can kill somebody. Nobody was going in that way. And so the disciples might be thinking, what in the world is happening to us? But see what happened, verse 29.
And behold, they cried out, saying, What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?
Now see what the disciples said when the sea and the waves calmed down. They said, what kind of man is this? Right? Here the devil is telling them, they are listening. Devil is telling them, Jesus, you are the Son of God. And so these people might be thinking, wow, this devil knows who Jesus is. And we are thinking, what kind of man is this? The devil was saying, why did you come to torment us before the time? That means they know one of these days they are going to go to hell. But why Jesus Christ is coming to harass us now? And so, the word of God is saying, the devil also knows who Jesus is. But there are Jewish people, they don't know who Jesus is. Muslim people, they don't know who Jesus is. Hindu people, they don't know Jesus is. And some of the Christian, they don't know what Jesus can do. But here devil is saying, you are Jesus, you are the Son of God. And book of James, chapter 2, verse 19, if you read, he says, devil believes there is a one God. And what he does, he trembles. Please read.
Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
What does it mean? James says you believe there is a one God, you're doing good thing. But devil believes and they tremble. You're not afraid of God, the devils are afraid of God. That means you believe there is a God, but you do not do what God wants you to do. There are people say, I believe in Jesus, and they go to bar. I believe in Jesus, and they do any kind of sinful activity. What is the use of believing in Jesus and not obeying him? That's what he is trying to say. You believe in Jesus, but you don't obey him. He says, you say, Lord, Lord, but you don't do what my Father says, so you will be going to hellfire. Or here's the word of God is saying, devil believes there is one God, and they tremble. We should fear God and tremble before him and worship him and love him. We don't have to be afraid of God, but we have to give respect to God. More respect to God than anybody else. Matthew chapter 8, verse 30.
And there was a good way off from them, and herd of many swine feeding.
Now, why is saying this? These demon-possessed people are saying, you are Jesus, you are the Son of God, and why did you come to torment us? But the Matthew is saying, in the meantime, they were pigs, and the pig farmers were taking care of their pigs in the mountain. Matthew doesn't say how many pigs, but they were almost 2,000 pigs. But they wanted to go out of this man or these people and go to the pigs. As soon as he said go, these demons came out of these people and went to those swines. And just picture, those swines start running like a crazy from the mountain and going down, there is a sea, and they're running from the mountain like a crazy. They never saw their pigs acting like that. They might have said, wait, wait, stop, whatever. They might have tried their best, but they were not listening. They were very crazy. Let's read.
So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine, and behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters.
Now he says herds. When you say herds, so many pigs. Yeah. Mark. I'm sure. Mark 5:30.
And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea.
They were about 2,000, and they choked, drowned in the sea. Now just picture, maybe one farmer or three farmers or four farmers, and they lost all their pigs running like crazy. They might have running for 100, 200 miles speed. So they ran, and when these people came, they're already dead. Now they don't know what happened. When they're coming, they saw these demon-possessed people sitting in the right mind, wearing good clothes, talking with Jesus. So they knew this is what happened. They might have said, Jesus Christ killed all the pigs. So they go to the town and get all their relatives and their whole city people come out. Let's read, go back to the Matthew chapter 8, verse 33.
And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything and what was befallen to the possessed of the devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus, and when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coasts.
All these people, they went to the city, and all the city men came. like a gangster. They didn't come to worship Jesus. They came to fight. They came all together to telling Jesus, get out of our town. We don't need you here. They don't care, these two demonic people destroying everybody. Nobody can go that way. And they had a lot of problem. Now these 2,000 demonic spirits is in their town, right? The pigs are already dead. But the spirits of the devil is already there. And they might be possessing many people. So they need Jesus. But they're saying, get out of my town. Mark says a little better. Let's go to the Mark and I'm going to finish it there. Mark chapter 5, verse 13 to 20.
And forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered into the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. They were about 2,000, and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled, and told it in the city and in the country, and they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid.
See here, the man is wearing good clothes and is in right mind, and these people say they were afraid. Afraid of what? This man was not doing any violence. He was sitting with the right mind, listening to Jesus, having good clothes. Before that he was naked. Why they are afraid? Why they are afraid? Because they're thinking, because of this man, all our business is ruined. So we don't want Jesus. Okay, read further.
And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. And he departed, and began to publish in Decapolis how great things Jesus had done for him, and all men did marvel.
Matthew didn't say this, but the Mark says, Jesus says, go to your town and tell other people what Jesus Christ has done. But the other people, not only they say, get out of my town, but he said, get out of our region. This man did so much work, and many people came to hear Jesus Christ anyhow. Jesus Christ did signs and wonders and miracles, but many people did not understand what is right and what is wrong. Today also people doing the same. They are saying wrong right and right wrong. They want demonic people in their town and pigs and swines, and they want Jesus and his disciples get out of the town. We are in the book of Matthew chapter 9, starting from verse 1.
And he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city.
Here we see Jesus Christ, he says, he entered into a ship and passed over and came into his own city. He came to his own city. And the name is not given. So let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 2, verse 1. The city's name is Capernaum.
And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house.
Now, here he says he went to Capernaum and he entered that city. But if you read Matthew chapter 4, verse 13, he was staying in that place for a while. And some people say maybe he had a headquarter there. They will go everywhere and come back to that city, and they will be doing their mission work from there. Even though he says his own city, that doesn't mean he was in charge of the city, but he used to go there very often. Please read.
And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the sea coast, in the borders of Zabulon and Naphtalim.
He dwelt in Capernaum, that means he stayed there. And that's why they say he came to his own city. So that means it was a familiar place. Jesus Christ used to come there very often. So let's go back to the Matthew chapter 9, verse 2.
And behold, they brought to him a man sick of the palsy, lying on a bed. And Jesus, seeing their faith, said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, be of good cheer, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Now, when you're reading this in a book of Mark, chapter 2, Mark explains a little bit in detail. Mark said there was no room, people were crowding, so somebody went the top of the roof, opened the roof, there were four people carrying him, and then they dropped where Jesus Christ was. If you want to read that, you can read it in Mark chapter 2, verse 1 to 12, but we don't have time. So here Matthew just said, they brought the paralyzed man. Jesus Christ says, thy sins are forgiven thee. And so Matthew says in a short form. But here when Jesus Christ said something like this, there was a man sitting there, and he is a scribe. Scribe means very scholar. In the Bible, they used to write all these Bible scriptures and things like that, so they are very knowledgeable in the Word of God. So this man sitting there, and he's finding fault. Let's read the verse 3.
And behold, certain of the scribes said within themselves, this man blasphemeth. And Jesus, knowing their thoughts, said, Wherefore think ye evil in your hearts?
When Jesus Christ says, your sins are forgiven, he start thinking in his heart, that is blasphemy. How can Jesus forgive somebody's sin? He thought Jesus is a man. Man has no power to forgive sins. God only forgives sins. Jesus knew what was he thinking in his heart, and the Word of God says he was thinking evil in his heart. Only God can know our thoughts. Sometimes people can understand. People can say also, before you say something, you say, you're going to say something like this. We can also know a little bit thoughts of people, but Jesus Christ knew all the thoughts of everyone. So he said to him, you are thinking something blasphemy in your heart. You are thinking something evil. Now Jesus asked him a question. What should I say? Verse 5.
For whether is easier to say thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say arise and walk?
Now, when Jesus Christ asked this question, the man didn't have answer. He just kept quiet. It is very easy to say somebody, I forgive you. But it's not easy that a man is having paralyzed disease and sleeping in that bed for years and tell that person, pick up your bed and walk, which is easy. Easiest just to say, your sins are forgiven, even though you have no power. People can say anything. It's easy. But to make that person heal is difficult. So they didn't say anything. They just kept quiet. Verse 6.
But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, then saith he to the sick of the palsy, Arise, take up thy bed, and go unto thine house.
Now here Jesus Christ is saying, you should know that God has given power to Son of Man. When you say Son of Man, means mankind also. So he said, God has given us power to forgive. Somebody says, we are not God. Yes, we are not God, but somebody kicks you and you look back, you say, I'm sorry, please forgive me. Anger calms down. But here the Word of God is saying, God has given us power or grace to forgive people. If you don't forgive them, their sins retains. That's what he says in John's Gospel, chapter 20. So here Jesus Christ says, you should know that you should forgiving people. Then he says to this man, rise and take up your bed and go to thine own house. Now somebody will say, why did Jesus say it to him? Rise, pick up your bed, go to your own house. The reason why Jesus Christ said to him, he wants this man to go to his own house and be a living testimony. The Word of God said the testimony or the witness should start from your own home. Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and uttermost part of the world. When person gets saved, that person should have good witness in his own house. Otherwise, if Jesus Christ would have said to him, you know what, you got healed, go to another city and advertise about me. he would surely will go. But he said, go to your own house. And the word of God says, verse 7, he obeyed Christ and he went to his own house.
And he arose and departed to his house. But when the multitudes saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men.
Now still these people are thinking, Jesus Christ is ordinary man. But when this man got healed, they start glorifying God and start saying, God has given such a power unto mankind or man. That means if Jesus did it, anyone can do it. That's what they were thinking. But the Jesus Christ really did give power to mankind. If you read St. John chapter 14 verse 12, he says, whatever the miracle I did, you will do also, and you will do greater miracles than me. So God has given power to mankind to heal the sick, raise the dead, and do signs and wonders and miracles. But it will not happen if you just use your name or some other God's name. Will not happen. Only happens in the name of Jesus. Jesus' name has power because the name of Jesus is above all names. And when you use the name of Jesus, people get healed and glory goes to God. If somebody start taking glory to themselves, the miracle will not happen. Matthew chapter 9, verse 9.
And as Jesus passed forth from thence, he saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of custom, and he saith unto him, follow me. And he arose and followed him.
Matthew, I think this is the man who wrote this book. Now this man was a tax collector. Jesus Christ is walking and there's a tax collector sitting and collecting tax. And he just says, hey, follow me. And he followed. Now, do you know how important job is this? When you're working for the government, you have the important papers, you have all the records with you, and you just dump everything and walk away. What would happen? Ordinarily, people don't do these things. But I believe this Matthew heard about Jesus many, many times. And he might be thinking, if Jesus calls me, I will give everything and follow him. If Jesus calls me, I will give up everything. That's what I was thinking. I said, if Jesus calls me, I'll give up everything and follow Christ. So this man might be thinking, we don't know. Another way, you look at him, just look the book of Luke. Book of Luke, if you read book of Luke chapter 5 verse 27, his name is called also Levi.
And after these things he went forth and saw a publican named Levi sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me.
Levites were people who can work in the tabernacle. They were children of Aaron. They were called Levites. So I don't know his name was Levites or he came from that family. So if somebody coming from the Christian family and his father was a pastor, his grandfather was a pastor, his great-grandfather was a pastor, and he became a tax collector. So somebody says, you know, he should have chosen the pastor job. Why are you doing the tax collector job? But when he got a chance, he left everything and followed Christ.
You've been listening to Jesus is the Answer with Pastor Peter of International Christian Fellowship in Northeast Philadelphia. If this program has been a blessing to you, please let Pastor Peter know. Write to Pastor Peter at Post Office Box 5033, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19111. Again, that's Pastor Peter, Box 5033, Philadelphia, PA, 19111. Pastor Peter and his prayer partners are taking your calls right now. The number is 215-342-3759. Again, that's 215-342-3759. You can also send email to icfprayerline@comcast.net. Every Sunday at 11 a.m., International Christian Fellowship has a worship service with communion and healing service. You can find more information at www.internationalchristianfellowship.org. This is a faith ministry. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. And please remember to tune in next time for Jesus is the Answer.